The Syrian army and allied forces have retaken a strategic area in Syria's south from terrorists. Syrian troops clawed back a strategic hill overlooking the road connecting the eastern and western parts of Daraa. Capturing the hill means terrorists can no longer safely use the road. The Syrian army has also entered the strategic town of Harak, which is a few kilometers away from the city of Daraa. Dozens of families have left Daraa province through three humanitarian corridors as clashes rage on between the army and terrorists. The offensive began on June 19th. President Bashar al-Assad has pledged to take back every inch of Syria from terrorists. Well, to get the latest on all that, we're now joined by Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Damascus itself. Muhammad, what more can you tell us about the Syrian army's advances?
Yes, I just came back from southern Syria, particularly from the countryside of Daraa and from some of the towns and villages that the Syrian army recently liberated. The army in the past couple of hours announced that it took control of several towns and villages to the northeastern countryside of the city of Daraa, namely Al-Hiraq, Rakham, Sura, Alma, and western and eastern Mleha village over there. In addition to that, the army was able to secure a strategic hilltop called Al-Zmaytiyah. This overlooks a military road and path that links the northeastern countryside of Daraa with its northwestern side. Thus, the Syrian army will be able, by taking control of this hilltop, to strike the terrorist positions and cut their supply lines and target their movements over there in that area. There are rapid advances happening in general for the Syrian army. Every day, there are three or four towns secured by the Syrian army. The al-Nusra Front is being defeated. Mostly, it is running away whenever the Syrian army is advancing to an area, escaping out without a serious fight sometimes. And also, there are a lot of villages that are controlled by the so-called Free Syrian Army. Many brigades over there have already announced that they have surrendered themselves and their weapons to the Syrian army, which signals, of course, their frustration and that they have no hope to win such a battle. The recent towns and villages where armed men inside occupying them announced that they are willing to surrender their weapons recently are Imwalad, Jbeib, Al-Aslaha. Those are east of Daraa, also Tayba, Sayda, and Umm al-Mayadin, in addition to Nasib. Actually, tens of villages are on the way also, according to reports coming on the ground, that they also want to surrender those that where the so-called Free Syrian Army is present. However, other villages that are occupied by the al-Nusra Front, those continue to fight or escape away when the Syrian army advances. So far, more than 60 square kilometers have been secured north and east of Daraa since the Syrian army started its offensive 10 days ago. The offensive, of course, is in its first stage, which is aimed at cutting supply lines of the terrorists and disconnecting them from the borders with Jordan. It is a very wide military operation. We're speaking about three major cities, Daraa, Suwayda, and Al-Quneitra, which the Syrian army is aiming to secure. And definitely, this needs a lot of effort, but there are a lot of reinforcements coming in every day, and there are significant advances on a daily basis.
Farrell Muhammad, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your reporting.